Okay, this is talking with Dr. Troitsky. What is your first name? Is
it Victor? Vsevolod.
Vsevolod Troitsky.
Yes.
At Grenoble on 1st September 76. Now, can you tell me when you first became involved in radio astronomy?
In 1946.
Oh, really?
1940, yes.
I see. And what
after,
did you...
After the appearance of Dick...
Dickie's paper?
Dick's paper.
Right. And how? What did you do then?
I begin with constructing of a radiometer for reception radio emission of the sun in the region of meter wavelengths.
I see. And where were you working then?
I working there. It's the Gorky University.
Mm-hmm. And who else?
In radiophysical faculty.
Right. And was your training as an electrical engineer before?
Yes. In 1932, I end radio technical
right.
Department, and 1936 I entered to the university physics and mathematics faculty.
Mm-hmm.
When I learned also radio physics faculty.
I see. During the war, did you work on radar?
I work from 1922 to 1926. I work in high frequency technique using in investigation of influence of high frequency pole for living organisms for various
The effects of microwaves on tissue and
On animals.
I see, on animals, I see.
Animals and...
This was during the war that you did this, 1940?
No, it is from 1930... It was from 1932, I worked at industrial dispatch till 1936.
I see.
When I work with radio technique. Radio talking devices, receivers, and transmitters for special purposes.
I see.
Yes. Then I entered to the university because I want interest in this. And in 1936 I entered to the university with physics and mathematical faculty.
Right.
Which I... ended at 1941. Then I work at the industrial
factory.
Yeah. Yes, dealing with electrical device, radio electrical devices.
But not radar. So
not radar.
I see.
Not radar. Especially in some details for this devices.
I see.
And in 1945 I was aspirant, I don't know in English, I began to prepare my dissertation.
Ah yes, I see. And so you got your doctor's degree then?
Yes. And I began at radio astronomy from 1946.
Yes. Now, this receiver that you built, did you ever observe the sun with it at that time?
Yes, we began observe the sun occasionally at 1977 at meter wavelengths. I don't remember exactly, about 3 and 0.5 meters, maybe. And as you know, there was a first reception of this wave, radiation of the sun, by means of Dick type radiation.
Which type?
Dick type radiation.
Right. And who else was in your group then? Were you by yourself?
No, I have that time not so big group, maybe two or three.
And what were their names?
That time maybe I... Later, Rachlin. This name. This later. That time, maybe I walk alone and have some laboratory.
I see. Now, when you observe the sun at meter wavelengths, and were you using the Dickey principle of switching against a load?
Yes, switching from antenna to the special load.
Right.
And for this purpose, I use some kind of regulated equivalent channel. In 1949. I make beam switching system at 200 megahertz.
I see.
I have rather big two antenna.
Was it a parabolic antenna?
Not parabolic. No. Plate or some big.
A dipole array?
Dipole array, yes.
Right.
Dipole array.
And two of them next to each other, and you switch back and forth.
Switch files, and they have.
I see.
This was, as I know, the first such type receiver. Then this principle we take at 10 centimeter wavelength. Then in 1952.
Yes.
I have that time rather large group, Rachlin.
This is still at Gorky University.
Still at Gorky University. Maybe 10 or 15 people, mm-hmm. And we made 3 centimeter radiant and 10 centimeter radiant. 10 centimeter radiant was used this principle of screening, rotating of a beam to have a modulation.
To measure polarization?
Not polarization, only to modulate signal.
And then why did you want to do that?
Not in that direction. It was
so you had a rotating feed?
Rotating antenna, which was eccentric to the focus.
Oh, I see. And how big, was it a small parabola then?
It was rather small parabola, about 2 meters.
2 meter diameter.
2 meter diameter, and 1.5 meters.
And the beam went on and off the source by rotating this thing off-axis a bit. I see. Now, this early work, I'm not familiar with this. Is this published? Did you publish this work?
Yes, it's published.
Where?
Published.
Which journals?
I must send you a copy.
Yes, please. Would you do that?
Maybe I must copy off of my book if you want.
Yeah, that would be, because it's very hard to find these things in America sometimes. Right.
But later... I published it in Izvestia Radio Physical.
Right.
This journal was translated
into English?
English.
Yeah. But in these early, in the early days, they were not translated, and also there were not many of them in America at all.
Yes.
Now, were you reading the work about the work that was going on in England and Australia at the same time? Were you reading about that work by Ryle and
yes,
Christensen?
Of course.
Yes.
We have information.
Right.
That is journal, which
and NRL and so forth.
Yes,
right.
I know. But sometimes we have early, sometimes later.
Yeah.
Analog.
Why did you not send a letter to Nature about your work or something like that?
I don't know. It is difficult to answer the question. Because at that time it was not convenient to send work to Rome.
Right. But this work is not was not known at all in the West while you were doing this, I don't think, was it?
Maybe because we published some issue after the conference or some journal which is only in Soviet Union.
Right, that's what I mean. People did not know about it, I don't think. I've never heard about it myself, and I've been doing a lot of digging, you know, and I've never heard about it. I have these radio astronomy bibliographies here,
yes.
And it's not in there.
At 1952, we first received the atmospheric radiation at three wavelengths. The first receiving the discovery of radio radiation of atmosphere was made in the incarnate minute at 1.3 centimeters.
From our Earth's atmosphere, you mean?
From Earth's atmosphere,
right,
yes.
Right.
In 1945, but in 1932, we received this radiation at three wavelengths and 10 wavelengths. It was at first.
So in 1952, you say you had it at 1.3?
Not 1.
No.
3 centimeters.
3 centimeters and 10 centimeters?
10 centimeters.
I see.
And received radio radiation of the
right.
atmosphere at first time.
Now,
to face the absorption.
Right, right. What were you finding out about the sun? What were the scientific results that you found?
Sun. Yes. That time we measure mostly sun radiation, and especially during eclipse sun.
I see.
To measure effective pupil size.
Right.
It's various wavelengths. This was till 1956 maybe, and this time we began to measure lunar emission, moon emission, at 3 centimeters.
And what you're using a dish then for this?
Yes, we
how big?
Dish. 5 meters in diameter.
And let me go back to the sun. Where were these eclipses that you went to?
Yes, at Middle Asia, in our country.
Right,
our country.
But you had to go a long ways
yes.
and set up your equipment and so forth.
Pardon?
You had to go a far distance to...
Far distance, yes. It is in Turkmenia, maybe you know.
Yes.
And then in China. China in 1957, maybe.
I see.
China. At various wavelengths.
Yeah, I think I have that one, actually.
Yeah, in Ukraine.
It was April 58.
April, yes. Yes. Oh, so.
Right. In China, and you had it at 1.6, 3.2,
yes,
and 10 centimeters.
Centimeters. Yes.
Right.
And this permits us to test the spectra of special of future of some future in the sun disk. Some. You said some sources on this.
Oh, you saw some bright spots.
Yeah, bright spots and filaments.
Right.
And other
right.
Protuberance.
Now this is still. Have you? Are you still at Gorky University now?
Yes. But in. Gorky State University have some research institutes. One of that is Radiophysical Research Institute.
I see.
And in this institute I work from 1958.
I see. So since 58 you've been...
As I made my dissertation and began to work at this institute.
I see. Well, let's look at some of these papers you have. It looks like that you were developing a lot of different kinds of equipment, this microwatt meter,
yes,
and so forth. I might ask you, did you... Well, no, you do have a paper on in Astronomische Journal in 54,
yes.
But is this the first time that you published in an astronomical journal? In 54, it was always engineering journals or physics journals before then?
Pardon me. This is astronomical journal of our time.
Right. But was this the first time?
In astronomical
journal. Right. Was it always engineering and physics journals before then?
Before, yes.
Did you start thinking of yourself Did you begin thinking of yourself more as an astronomer about this time?
Yes. You are right.
Right. And what did you call yourself before then? Were you a radio physicist, or were you an electrical engineer?
I was a radio physicist.
Right. But now you began to call yourself a radio astronomer?
Yes.
Right,
yes.
Right.
I began to build measurement equipment, then I began to investigation of astronomical sources.
Right, right. Just a second. That ends the first part of the interview with Troitsky on 1 September 76.